You're listening to a podcast from 702.
I'm asking you, what is the craziest thing that has happened to you recently, or it could be something that still completely stands out? And I'll share a story of what happened to me on Saturday. Not only is it a crazy thing that happened to me, but it was a crazy thing I had to do. And the story is quite dramatic. If you're listening to me chatting to Clement Manyathela earlier on, then you know a little bit of the story and where it began, and I'll tell you all of it in a moment.
702 Afternoons
with Relebogile Mabuja.
Live,
online,
smartphones,
the 702 app,
DSTV channel 856,
92.7,
and 106 FM.
Earlier on, I started telling the story of the crazy thing that happened to me on Saturday. So, Saturday, let me put it this way, that the routine was out of usual, which meant that the dog did not get locked up the way it usually gets locked up at the house. And we have a very big dog. It's a guard dog. We have a big dog. I think I've spoken about our dog before on air when I was saying, like, when your neighbor tells you that your dog is making a noise by barking, what must can happen? Okay, so there I am reversing out of the yard. And I look in the rearview mirror. I'm like, the dog is out. Oh my gosh, the dog is out. So I call him and he's like, nope, I'm trying to go see other people's gardens. So I start like chasing after him and he decides to bolt up the road. So I have to make a quick call because my first panic is I don't want to scare people. I have a mother and I have a sister and a close friend who are terrified of dogs, even though as family, as a whole, we are big dog people. So I'm like, oh my gosh, I don't want people running into the dog and freaking out. So I run into the house and I go and get the chain so that I can hook it onto, you know, get the leash situation happening. Hook it onto the collar. So there I now jump back into the car because he's bolted so far up the road. And where the house is, it's kind of like on a mountain. So run up the steep and I see the dog on the left side of the road. So I get a wee drive on the left. The dog is on the left side of the road and I pull up like in a way that's blocking him from going forward. And on the right, I see pedestrians. So I signal to the two gentlemen that are walking down the road, just stay where you are, because I know he is a big dog. And if you don't know who's a dog person, who's not a dog person, you don't want to give people a fright. So I signal to them to stay where they are. I call the dog and he comes to me. So I've got the chain and I hook it onto the collar. As I turn around to put the dog in the car, is the car not rolling down the hill? Oh, so I'm like, okay, the car's rolling and I'm trying to now see, can I shove the dog in while it's, because it's not really rolling like fast yet. It's just losing its footing. I'm like, if I can just get the dog in the car, close the door, then I'll jump into the front seat. The dog is refusing. Plus he's huge and heavy. I'm not managing and he's excited. So I'm like, yo, I make the call. Because I need to decide, am I going to leave the car to roll down the road and build momentum, or am I going to let go of the dog? Because this thing of me trying to do both, of jumping in the car now, holding the dog, it's not working. So I let the dog go and I jump into the car and I get it off into gear to stop it. As I look up, and this is not funny at all, the dog is now running towards the two gents that are standing there. Plus now a third gent has joined, which is one of the security guards that guards the house up the road. And I am screaming at them to be like, and this is pointless, I still don't know why I did this. I was like, he won't buy, just chill. But I also know it's pointless because it's the same as someone saying to me, don't worry, my snake won't bite. Like, I don't know that. I'm terrified. One of them falls. Yo, guys, I'm freaking out. The car stops. So eventually I get out the car. I call the dog again and he comes to me. Sharp. Nothing happened to the gents except I'm sure that they were severely traumatized, especially if they're terrified of dogs. at this moment now, I'm trying to get him back into the car and he's heavy. A good Samaritan decides to pull over. A lady who had a gentleman that was sitting in the car with her. She pulls over and she says, "Ma'am, can I help you?" And I said, "Yes." And she says to me, "Okay, let's get the dog in the car." And he's not wanting to get into the car. Mind you, dogs are not exactly used to driving around in cars for our type of lifestyle. So she says to me, I say, "Look, let me get in the car. Give me the leash and I will walk him down very slowly down the road. It's not a busy road. I can have him next to the car." She says, "No, no, 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 no. Please, let's not take the risk. I will walk the dog down." She walks the dog down the road while I drive the car back. I get the dog back in and I lock, and I can see the poor guys are so traumatized. Mind you, while all of this is happening, my phone is ringing off of the hook because my team is waiting for me to make payments for them to get to work. Secondly, I'm late for a nail appointment and my phone is going crazy while this panic is happening. And can you imagine trying to jump into a moving car? It's going backwards. So it's not rolling forwards. It's going backwards and I'm got to falling all over myself. My heart is racing. I'm still feeling panicked. And I say to this lady, "Please let me drive you back up to your car." And she says to me in the car, Your dog is so friendly, but he is strong. I've got big dogs and this and this and this." The woman's name is Caroline, and I'm so grateful that she stopped to help me. But I thought to myself, this was such a crazy thing that happened to me. By the time I got to the nail salon, I was 15 minutes late. I was sweating up a storm. I was like still kind of shaking and needed chamomile tea because I felt just so bad for everything that was happening. By the time things had settled, those poor gents that were on the road were already gone. And that's this crazy thing that happened to me over the past weekend. And I'm wondering if anything crazy happened to you recently that you're like, "This crazy thing happened to me." And for me, it does feel absolutely crazy because I would have been okay. I would have been okay if the car was not rolling, but the car rolled. So now when I relay the story to my brother, who happens to be a farmer, he says to me, "You know, you're so lucky you just had your dog run out. Can you imagine 30 pigs leaving, running out of the gate and trying to gather, bring back 30 pigs that are all running in a different direction? Can you imagine that situation?" So I want to hear any of the crazy things that happened to you. Clement Manyatela shared his crazy thing that happened to him, which for me definitely is very scary. But the crazy thing that happened to him that he shares is that he drove out the building and security had informed somebody that, "Hey, you can't just come in to meet the presenters. You actually need to send an email to them if there's something you want to discuss." As he drove out, the woman stood in front of the gate with her arms like open to block Clement's car. And she said that she's been told that Clement and her are meant to have children together, and that Clement is wasting time, and insisted that Clement takes her number. Now, Clement did, of course, say you could tell that the person was not that okay, but that was the craziest thing that ever happened to him. And there are many crazy things that happen, and it's not always on that level. Like for me, that is terrifying. That particular one is quite terrifying, of somebody just accosting you as you're trying to leave work. But let me know any crazy thing that happened to you recently. It can be a drama that happened to you. It can be you just finding out. It can be even relationship related, like the people who say, "Me and my man just celebrated our 3 years anniversary together, only for me to get sent a picture from his Facebook of him getting married this past weekend." And then what can you do? So give us a call, 011-883-0702. SMS us 31702. Tweet at RelebogileM at Radio 702 using the hashtag 702 afternoons and the WhatsApp line 072-702-1702.
7:02 afternoons
with Relebogile Mabotja.
21 minutes after 1 o'clock. What's the craziest thing that's happened to you recently or ever? The other, my mom, when I was telling her the story of what happened with this whole thing of the car rolling and trying to grab the dog and picking between scaring people with a dog or letting a car possibly run off and run someone over. She told me the story of how she once got out of a taxi back in the days, ne? And her jacket got closed in the door as the taxi was driving away, pulling her with it. Can you imagine being caught in a movie, like the door of a moving taxi? And she was banging, banging, banging for them to stop, which I think eventually they did. But I was saying to her, why don't you take the jacket off? She's like, yo, when you're in that panic mode, you can't think. Take your calls on 011-883-0702 and the WhatsApp line 072-702-1702. Prince in Bedford View, what happened to you?
Okay, well, I think I'm going to win the craziest story of the day. you're not going to expect how the plot twist
will
happen here. So now, this is 6th of May, last month. So tomorrow, we'll make it exactly a month.
Mm.
This was now in the Bertrams area in Johannesburg.
Mm.
So, I want to go meet a friend at the police station, a GB police station. I had asked my friend to wait for me there because I don't trust Maboneng. Maboneng is not so safe. So he waited for me at GB police station at the entrance. I just told him, just wait there, I'll meet you. So as I left my friend's place, I was walking. I saw these two gentlemen. They looked dodgy because it was still the crack of dawn. So I decided, okay, you know what? I'm going to walk the other way. As I attempted to walk the other way, the next minute I heard a gunshot.
Mm.
Okay, so I didn't know I got shot. So all of a sudden, I saw the flashing light. I saw myself on the floor. I realized I was on the floor.
Mm.
So the unit came. They took my phone, took everything. Because then at the time, it was clear that, you know what, what was happening. I was being mugged. But I didn't know I was shot. So then they asked me to stand up. Started running. And then I wanted to stand up. I couldn't stand up. And then I saw my thighs. I'm like, but guys, you shot me. How do you expect me to stop running? They're like, do you want me to shoot you again? I'm like, okay, then, you know what? Already shoot me then because they're like, you know what? Okay. Then they ran off. So I had to stand up. I had to run. I had to look for something because I was so quiet. Nobody was on the street. I was walking down looking for help. I just, in my head, I was imagining, so it was how it is in the movies when people get shot and they still have to run. But it was happening at the time, and I was just thinking, I felt my body get so hot. So I saw a guy talk, like a Pakistani guy. I'm like, I got shot. He's like, no, they're lying. I showed him my leg because the bullet had gone in and then gone out because it was a very close range. And actually, that's what saved me because, you know, if it was at this far range, the bullet would have been stuck and apparently travels in your body. And then I got to the police station, GB police station. Clearly, they couldn't help. And somebody had to Uber me to the hospital. And, you know, the luck I had is that it was a flesh wound. It didn't hit the bone. And the next day, I was cooking in the kitchen. And my neighbor was like, Doc, you got shot. And you can shoot. I realized that because it happened so quick. And I got out of hospital the same day. And
the same day you got out of hospital?
Yes, because my right upper thigh. So because I was running, so the angle it went, it missed my bone. So it there was an entry and an exit wound. So it went in and then it came out. So the bullet wasn't there, but I could just see the hole was so big. So I was bleeding a lot. But all of this happened so quick. I don't know if it's the adrenaline of it. And, you know, at night I was making supper. I was reflecting on the days, like, this really happened to me. Like, but it's now, obviously, that I don't have my phone. I don't have my bags. Then it really kicks in when I don't have the phone with. But at the time that it happened, me running after being shot, walking, running to go get help, like, it didn't seem as though it happened to me, you know.
And the thing, Prince, with what you're sharing, there's so many people who don't know they are shot for a while because of adrenaline and things like that. So I'm so curious that how it was, you didn't know you were shot if it was not yet at that peak of like, oh my gosh, somebody's shooting, I could be shot.
The thing is, I heard, so what I heard was the sound first, and then I saw the flashing light, right?
Yes.
It was still, yeah. And then the weirdest part was I saw myself on the floor. But I wasn't seeing anything. I didn't know why I was on the floor. I thought maybe I tripped, you know, like something had tripped me. And most probably, I think, thinking about it now, I think there would have been bricks or two. I don't think it was the bullet that tripped me. But funny enough, I didn't know I got shot. It was when I tried to stand up.
I have to say, Prince, I feel like I would tell your story if that was my story all the time. Like, it just sounds like that proud type of a story that you were able to survive a gunshot wound. Yo, thank you so much for sharing. See ya in Johannesburg. Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Good, thanks, and you?
I'm all right, thank you.
Mm.
So my story at least has a happy ending.
Yes.
So I have a cat, mind you, black, old male. So obviously I've been judged.
Yes.
Why didn't you get a dog? You're a guy. But anyway.
Yes.
So I applied for a new place. Obviously have to move the pets, have to do vaccines, et cetera, et cetera. Did not have a cat box. So for whatever reason, I took him in a box. Get to the vet, which is about, let's say, 1.3 kilometers from home. As we get to the door, obviously he's shocked because where the hell are you taking me? He runs away.
Mm.
Runs to the next door neighbor's house, disappears. So he literally disappeared for like 2 days. And it was during that period where it was raining very heavily. So for 2 days, I'm worried, like, where is this guy? Hopefully he comes back home.
Mm.
Lo and behold, I'm in the middle of a team meeting, sitting on my couch. This guy walks in. Wet, limping, dripping. I literally, like, as I'm on the call at work, I'm just like, guys, my cat just walked in. I'm leaving this meeting. Like, and he just walks in, like, and he's limping. I'm like, oh my God, this guy came back. Like, that was.
But aren't cats the type of, like, character that they do come back even if they go for, like, a week? Is that, not a cat thing?
So that's what the guy whose house he ran into said, like, it's a cat. He knows his way back home. He'll come back, don't worry. But now, in my head, I'm like, 2 days, he's had to jump over 12 houses, these dogs.
Yes.
But somehow he got back home.
Oh, my goodness. And you must have been so relieved.
Right now.
There you go.
I almost cried. I was just like, guys, I'm done. My day is over now.
I'm happy. Happy you were able to get your cat back. See ya. Thank you for that one. Mponzo and Shirian, hi.
Hi, Lebogile. How are you doing?
Good, thanks. And you?
All right, thanks.
Yes.
So I was driving around. You know how normally by the traffic light you get most people that are begging and
yes,
you know, giving you pamphlets and whatnot. So as I get to this intersection, this guy who was standing on the other side starts walking to cross the road coming towards my side.
Mm.
And I've got my windows down. But as he's like in the middle of the road, I'm like, something's not right here. So I put my windows down. And this guy comes to my side, and he smacks the window so hard. And I'm like, what the hell? And if I had my windows down, I would have gotten the craziest varam clap that I would have never forgotten. And since then, I mean, every time I get to an intersection and there's just like a lot of people, I just put my windows up, even if I had them on. I had them down. So, yeah, crazy thing ever.
Why did he hit your car?
I have no idea, but he was saying something like he wants something back, and it didn't make sense.
Paul, give it back, man. Why are you keeping people's things?
Whatever he was looking for, I was not the person that had it, but I would have gotten a serious bottom club that day. But yeah,
Mpo, in Centurion, thank you so much. Yo, give my thing back. What is that, Mpo? Just return the things just after 1:30.
702 Afternoons
with Relebogile Mabotja.
Lines are always open
on
011-883-0702.
26 minutes to 2 o'clock. We are chatting about the craziest thing that has kind of happened to you recently or whenever in your life. And I shared the story of myself with the dog running out the gate. And I just change of routine. Dog was out at some point trying to get the dog back into the car. The car was rolling back. Didn't get the dog in the car. Had to let him go. And he scared a few people. Thank goodness for the great Samaritan, Caroline, who pulled over to assist me. We'll take your calls on 011-883-0702 and the WhatsApp line 072-702-1702. Admire in Lanesha. Hi.
Hey, hi. How are you?
Good, thanks. And you?
I'm awesome. Well, mine, that's been a while, like years ago.
Yes.
But, you know, I just started dating this girl. And one day, I'm coming from work and I'm helping her with the call service. She goes past the preschool where a son spends the day at.
Mm.
So, and I get to a place and I insist on walking in. So we go in and as she's taking the stuff away and I'm sitting by, on the bed, the son is playing there. So there's a knock at the door. And she's like, yo, admire. In a past home bed, without even thinking, I was underneath the bed. And this guy walks in and, you know, they start talking. This is around about 4 o'clock in the evening on a Monday. And then I'm under the bed. The guy sits on top of the bed and they just start talking. 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 generations starting. And I'm under the bed.
Ah!
And this guy is, the guy's phone ring and he's like, I think and then it's like, okay, I have to go play pool in a match in a plant and I'm coming. When he sends up to grab his jacket, he takes out a small car and he gives it to the small boy. And then he sits down again and continues talking to the girl. Now, the boy is starting to play with the car there. And then I can see the boy because I'm under the end of the bed. And the boy is on all four, right? He's going, boom. While he's looking, like he's slowly coming towards the bed. And I'm going like, but then the boy laughs. You know, the more he comes closer, the more I try chasing him away, the more he laughs. Now, he's so close to me that when he goes like, whoom, one hand goes underneath the head while he's pushing the car. He goes, whoom, what is okshayis? Whoom, okshayis. The more I'm chasing the boy away, the more he laughs. Sometimes the father goes like, hey, we're in the past complete. I see the shadow going like big and this guy is kneeling. And then I jump out from the other end and I jump over the bed, I jump over the guy and as I'm busy struggling at the gate, a bottle hits me on the head and I ran. I was overtaking taxis in the main street in Josechen. I was running.
But
over.
Admire, you were the boyfriend.
No, I just started dating.
Let me ask you, why at no point did you not just be like, hell no, actually explain to me what's happening?
It just happened to be like, you know, like I said, I was just sitting there and the next thing she's like, you know, that's complex. Without even giving it a second thought, I was on my stomach and I was under the bed.
Oh my goodness. So did you and this woman talk afterwards?
No, I never saw her again. You know, I think I spent a good 3-4 weeks being so paranoid. I would walk into Spar or the team view and I'm buying a loaf of bread and I get to the tube. If a guy looks at me funny, I just leave my bread there and I walk out. Because I never saw the guy's face.
Oh, so it could have been anybody. You're admire. But what? Did you at least call her to be like, how? What happened?
You know, never. And never. Even at work, when somebody would come looking for the manager, I'd just look at the camera to say, see you. And yeah, story of my life.
Only to find that you were the side boy. Oh, Askis admire. Lee in Hyde Park. Hi.
Hello, guys.
How are you?
No, can I tell you something? I went to Egypt, and on the flight to Cairo, I was with my best friend, and my tooth, like one of my front teeth, just cracked down the middle,
yes.
Right? I don't know if it was like the air pressure or something. It's like literally broke in half. So when we got to Cairo, I was like, there is no way I can walk around like this. We're going to go to the dentist immediately. We go to the local hospital, which is like It's in quite an upmarket area, and it takes, like, you know, we're sitting in a queue, and there's this, like, this old man. He must be, like, 70 or 80 years old, like, harmless, like a Father Christmas lookalike.
Yes.
And he's, like, helping us to fill out the forms, telling us where to go, and, you know, where you've got to move seat to seat to seat, telling us, like, it's your turn, you're 39 in the queue. Okay, I eventually get my tooth fixed 4 hours later. 3 o'clock that morning, the phone in the hotel rings, and I answer, and the reception is like, "Hi, Lee, there's someone here to see you. Please, could you, can I tell you, this man found our hotel and found me, like 80 years old, 90 years old, like picture your grandfather." And he was like, "I'm here for you, and I'm not leaving." And he kept coming back every day. And the hotel absolutely refused to help me. They were just like, "You entered a contract with this man. Like we don't know." Like,
what contract?
Like, I was like, a contract. They were like, "Yeah, it's your own fault. Like, coming to Egypt and not understanding, like, the rules of engagement." And they absolutely refused to help me. And he kept coming.
So what was he asking for?
He was like, I want my money. And I was like, come on. Like, and they were like, "Yeah, no, sorry. Can't help you."
So how did you end up getting away from this person?
No, I mean, eventually, like, we just, and oh yes, and the hotel also said,
"Lee, did we lose you?" Oh, man. Okay, it seems we lost Lee, so we didn't get the end of that story. Here are some of your voice notes.
Hi, Rela Bukhile. It's Anonymous from Sandton. About 2 weeks ago, a very irate lady called our receptionist trying to get a hold of me. I was not in the office, but she refused to leave her name and number. She tried a few times, also shouting at the receptionist that I was trying to avoid her and that I would see what was coming to me. Eventually, I called the woman. She was very angry and accused me of having an affair with her husband, a man I've never met, and someone I've never even heard of. And she was most irate. So while I can appreciate that she was very upset, and rightly so, yeah, she hit the wrong person, took me by surprise. Thanks for a great show.
Thank you so much.
Hi, Rela Bukhile. Hi, 702 listeners. 2 weeks back, I was at the airport, and in my bag, I've got Induya Batala. It was cut to fit my handbag. So through the scan, I scanned my bag and it indicated that I've got something there. And at the airport, they wanted to check that Nduya Badala. I caused drama because I can't lose it. Like, I can't lose it.
Hi, Kile Bukhile. We live in Snake Park. It's an informal settlement. My younger brother bought a phone. I think it was a stolen phone about 3 weeks ago. And my elder brother did reprimand him, "Please take that phone back because it's going to get you into trouble." So he refused. So it happened. He came to my place coming to fetch my daughter to school. All of a sudden, we see like 10 guys standing in front of the car. You know what? They wanted to take the phone and he refused. They asked, can we give us the phone? No, he refused. And like me and my daughter, we were shouting because we were scared. But please give them the phone for a peace sake, because we can see some of them are drunk and they're bashapakoloi. And then my brother refused. As we were about to, like, he started the car as we were leaving, I don't know, that guy just took a break. Boom, windscreen, you know, the whole windscreen was down and we were screaming, you know what, yo, like, we could have been dead for Tonyana, a Nyani fan.
for a phone. I would have been so upset at my brother. Thank you so much for your calls and your WhatsApps.